Phela mina ngiyinsizwa mina. Ngiyinsizwa.
Yo, what's happening? It's another episode of the Shady Podcast. My name is Shady of the Podcast, and that guy over there is...
Your name is Fragile of the Podcast. Are you okay there?
I'm alive.
What's wrong?
Oh, man.
Do you have one of the new three COVIDs or bupuza?
None of the...
Your mom is watching.
Yeah, my parents think I don't drink, so...
Is that what they think?
Yeah, so...
Well, how do you feel on a day like today?
Hungover. Oh, are you setting me up? Like, yo.
Oh, you're disappointing your parents.
I'm disappointing me right now.
How do you feel?
I'm alive. I'm alive.
Where were you?
Somewhere.
Because, you know, there used to be a time where PH used to say, I'm going here, I'm going there, and then I could choose to participate or not participate. Don't feel bad, friend. On Saturday, I did something similar to you. I was with the Coloureds. And I felt similar on Sunday morning. Because, you know, colored jewels, it's not like we're drinking premium stuff. They check 1818 was flowing.
You know where I was, man? I was out with the team from Red Bull.
Oh, yeah, shout out.
It was the finale of Calvin Momo's symphonic.
Symphonic, yes.
The whole orchestra thing. So they did 3 days at Monte Cassino. Very beautiful. If you were lucky enough to be there.
Yeah, the teatro, eh?
That's how bad it is.
Did you come straight from there?
Come straight from there. I've still got the tags. It's bad. But yeah, that was like a beautiful musical showcase.
Mm.
And then, you know, obviously clients then. You know our clients get...
You know clients. Yeah, I mean, come on. What are you going to do with the clients?
They had to unwind, you know. So shout out to the team. Shout out to the entire team of Red Bull men for putting that thing together. Klono, I actually want to show... You know Klono?
I know Klono, yes.
Yeah, Klono putting that thing together, the whole team. So I was out with them yesterday. Obviously, just all the production company, all the guys from the production and marketing and this, that, the other talent. Mm. Yeah.
And then you got drunk. Thanks for that elaborate story.
I don't know. I was out. I slept late. So,
okay.
Yeah, I just slept at like 5 o'clock this morning.
Yes, as PH.
It's now 8 o'clock in the morning. Now we're recording.
When will you be back at gym to go and pay for your sins?
Straight after this.
Wonderful. Then we are in the clear.
Yeah, but proper weekend, fire weekend. I went to go check out the launch of Kings of Joburg on Friday.
Oh, yes. I saw how dapper you were looking.
Yeah,
you know, pull out a coat. You know what I'm saying?
You must look dapper. You know, I look like walking sex. You know?
Yes, that looked like you were there to pick up a couple of MILFs.
And
then that event is like it's a pickup line, and it doesn't even know it. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, what are you doing here? Looking for a King of Joburg?
Like that. And then Saturday, Wonjobengu Pimfana. I can't remember, but it was a very eventful weekend. Snow boost coat.
Yeah, no, it's cold. Well, they told us it was going to snow Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Today's Monday. Obviously, we're recording this. It's not snowing. Mm. I'm disappointed. So is my son. I also had an interesting week. Last week, I was the keynote speaker.
Jeez, you're doing like a tour talking.
Yeah. I'm in my Vusi Tembegwayo.
Hey.
Trying to scam niggas.
Hey, you went to Momentum.
No. It was actually dope. So I did the keynote speech for their marketing department. So dope. All of the marketers for Momentum, dope. Metropolitan Life, Godrisk, they were there. Like 150, 200 people.
Oh, dope.
And like some old friends of ours, like Kawe. Remember Kawe from Castle Light Days?
Yes.
From SAB. Mm-hmm. So it's nice. It's actually like, it's almost like a full circle moment, you know?
When
they called me and they were like, yo, we want you to give the keynote speech.
Here's another 5 million Yama bookings, yeah?
Well, Yabo. And I was like, I went for the, like, first we had a Zoom call, right?
Sure.
With Lenise and Mo. And then I'm like, guys, look, before we start this call, like, are you sure? I'm not sure if you know who I am, but I'm not exactly, you know, the guy that you want to come and talk to a corporate team. And they were like, no, we know very well, you know, our CMO and Spanbani, they know you, you know, so relax, they want you. So I was like, okay, cool. And at that stage, I didn't know who it was.
Yes.
But when I went to the meeting, I'm like, how? Coward. Because obviously she knows me from, we're talking like 2012, 2013.
Yeah.
when Kanye, we were doing Castle Lights. So it's 12.
Drake Castle Lights.
Yes, days, Drake Castle Light, Kanye Castle Light, yeah, years. Yeah, yeah. Miller. Remember Miller before that?
Yeah.
So it's nice when you're working with people that know you like since the come up.
Got
Does
you.
That make sense?
Got you.
Where it's actually like they're not just choosing you because of what's trending at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
They're choosing you because it's like, actually, this guy I've known for more than a decade, and I think he's the one who can give the speech. So,
what are you talking about?
For the confidence.
What are you talking
it
about?
Was success in your context.
Okay.
Advice meets your context. That's the overarching message of Momentum. Dope. So, it was really just like my journey. Mm-hmm. And like there's no like one guaranteed way to get there.
Oh, okay.
There's also no like one guaranteed you are successful now, ticks box. You know, like I think in my talk I mentioned Uguti, success is longevity, not money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a time where I had money and I thought I was successful because I had all this money.
Got you.
But actually, if you establish the longevity, the money is a byproduct.
Yeah.
Whereas if you've got the money, you might not necessarily get the longevity. Yeah,
we talk
our industry.
We talk about it often here.
That's why that was my speech. You know, I was speaking from our industry to say, like, in entertainment, believe it or not, you guys, as the people who advise people how to
structure
their finances. You know, like what we were talking about last week with Nicolette.
Sure.
You guys, there's an entire industry where we make so much money in such a short space of time, we all lose our minds. Same with sports people.
Mm.
And if there were packages and structured financial tools for these people, your business would do better and it would be better for those people. I don't want to see artists come up, make money, fall off.
And disappear,
Yes, you know. So it was a good chat. And, you know, I showed you pictures of what I was looking like.
You looked handsome, man.
I looked cute, dude. Sure. There's just no two ways about it.
Delicious.
So I did that. So shout out to Momentum. And then I did Podcast and Chill. I was standing in for Mac G. He's traveling. So it was nice catching up with Saul, talking about the new Violas episode.
Yeah.
Talking about Pantry. Talking about a whole lot of shit, man. Shout out Saul. Shout out Coast Lady.
I was at Pantry at 5 o'clock this morning.
Well, there we go. Were you hanging on anyone? Were you screaming at anyone?
I didn't see any Soliolis.
Yeah, no.
No, I didn't see anyone of that nature.
He's there all the time. I've actually bumped into that guy like 4 times at Pantry.
You're guaranteed to bump into anyone.
Yes, yes. Because Pantry's that spot, you know?
Yeah.
Now he was saying he lives nearby, you know? And guys, I won't lie. I live near Pantry, but not near enough. But I'll travel for Pantry.
Yeah, I used to.
After the club.
Yeah. When I was in a relationship.
Mm.
I'd go for like ice cream. We stayed far, not far, like relatively thingy. But
well, when you were in a relationship, Pantry wasn't open. I mean, you're joking. Like, was Pantry open in apartheid?
Oh, fuck off! Let's start the show. The world is burning.
Okay. Did you want to say when I was in a relationship? You know, during the 2010 World Cup,
when Simpiwe Chabalala scored the opening goal.
The opening goal.
I just want to give another shout out to, there's a couple of friends of mine who did the Comrades yesterday.
Oh, wow, wow.
I think it's peak stupidity putting you your body through.
Look, no shade at your friends.
I'm joking.
They finish?
They did. No. Well, I chill with champions.
Okay.
Like
okay.
You. Yeah, I chill with champions.
I would never do the Comrades.
Huh?
I would never do the Comrades.
I mean, I've done stuff which I thought I would never do.
You did High Rocks.
Yeah.
It's grueling.
Yeah.
But bro, when I watch Comrades, it's a different type of way. But if we can we roll that video, please, Wandy? See now, this Nyaga Nyaga.
Yo. So that's not the main line.
That's not the main line. That's the line before the line. Tough, dog. And then there's a marshal there that keeps telling them, leave her.
Yeah, you can't.
But this is like the hype man's trying to hype her up. She's dying, boss. They can't pick her up. I need to fight.
Unless she's crossed. Because it would be disqualified.
Dude, she's like 2 meters away. She can't even crawl. Can you see? She can't even move her hands. Tough. Look at her finger. Like her body is like collapsing. Oh, man, she's crawling like this.
Shit.
Like I gotta go sharp. Just carry her across the fucking line. Thank you.
So they can carry her. Shame.
She's dead, bro. Okay.
Listen.
What?
Listen. And no, like, I've contested in obviously, like, high intense sports, whatever.
Mm.
Nothing near that. All I can say is when the body starts failing you,
there's nothing you can do.
There's absolutely nothing.
Nothing you can do.
Bro, like, there's digging deep, and then there's digging deep, and then there's, like, what?
And then there's doing. Reaching the bottom of the deep that you can dig. Bro. Right. Let me read the caption,
okay,
right?
Okay.
So this was posted by Nedbank Running Club. Shout out Nedbank Running Club. Sure. And I appreciate the sentiment behind the message, okay? Sure. Which is, well done, Jonita Stein. You are the true embodiment of what Nedbank Running is all about. Taking on challenges and overcoming all the odds to get to that finish line.
Mm.
Well done, Jonita. We are proud to have you on the dream team. Now, let me say, sure. Jonita Stein.
Well done.
Shout out, right? You are Iron Dog, sure. Okay? But at the same time, if you are viewing this video, or if you've seen this video, this glorification of, like, I don't want to call it like suffering, but the limits that the body can reach is dangerous.
Sure.
If you watch that video carefully, the way that her
fingers,
right? Mm. She's not even doing this. Like,
your body's
or crawling. Mm. She can't even inch her fingers. You know, like Al Pacino's speech in Any Given Sunday.
Yeah.
Win
yeah.
1 inch. Yeah. She's literally 1 inching it. But she's not moving, dog. Mm. And that time she's flopping around, her face is in the grass. Like, this is not cute, okay? That's the first thing. I've fasted before for 72 hours. Sure. I used to do like these fasts where I only drink water, I drink black coffee, no food, no fruit, no sugar, nothing, right? What you find is in the first 24 hours, you're hungry. They're by the lasties.
Yeah.
But by the time you hit hour 24 to 30, you're not hungry anymore.
Sure.
You're mental, operating, right?
Thing,
your body goes into the right mode if you want to burn fat or whatever. You actually feel energized.
Sure.
But I promise you, beyond 48 hours, somewhere between 50 and 60,
your mind fucks with you.
You start getting cramps. Where? Oh. You'll be on your phone typing and your hands just do this. Your hands start like cramping. Your legs cramp for no reason. You'll be sleeping. You get a cramp in your ass, dog. You know that sex cramp. Because the lactic acid in your body, right? You need, I don't know if it's magnesium or whatever's in bananas, you know? But you can't eat. You've got to just stay the course. This, I've imagined, is like that. Her body is cramping everywhere. She's extremely dehydrated. And it's actually dangerous to say, hey, let's glorify this thing. I think she should have just been carried across the line. She's only 10 meters away. Come on.
Ah, but
there was a marshal coming in there saying, no, leave her.
No, remember, I remember hearing the commentator saying that they can't assist you until you cross the line. Not that if they do assist you, it becomes a, you didn't like.
Did not finish
did
or
not
something.
Finish.
Yeah.
One
but
of those
isn't
things.
The comrades, PH, if you and I are running together, we are comrades. Because I remember in the years of Bruce Fordyce, when I used to watch this thing.
Yeah.
You could
you
help
telling me
each
about
other,
apartheid, yeah?
Yeah, across the line. In other words, if I'm running with PH and PH is fucking out, I, as a comrade.
That's why the runners were helping out.
Okay,
no marshals.
Not
can,
a marshal.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was
any
like,
official,
that's weird.
But yeah, so that thing, man, that lady, what she was going through, I remember cramping in places I never thought I'd be able to cramp. When I was doing High Rocks.
Did you cramp in your pee-pee?
No. So there's this thing called warbles, ne? It's the last, wow.
Warbles?
No, it's called warbles where you're basically throwing, I think it's like a
medicine ball.
6 kg. No, well, it varies. I think it's a 7.5 kg ball, ne? At a certain height, ne? You have to throw 100 times. Then it's the last. It's one of the last exercises that you do before you finish the race.
Mm.
But you've run at a high intense pace, 8 kilometers. You've done eight other exercises of like heavy weights. You know, pushing. There's the sled push, sled pull, which is like 160 kgs, if I'm not mistaken, over a certain distance. You've done lunges over 200 meters or 100 meters. You've done a lot of things,
you've
right?
You've done burpees. I saw
burpees,
people,
the works. So now, it's a burpee, gosh. So that last exercise, ne? I was throwing 100, this warble, 100 warbles. I started cramping in places where I never thought, and you don't have control of it. Like you have absolute
But you know control. Your mind is telling you to do this thing. Pick up the ball, throw it up, catch
it. I'm like, why is my body failing me? Like, you know, so that I understand what that lady was going through. It is intense and it's not even painful. You just can't.
You're just flopping.
Yeah. You can't.
It's look, bad. Somebody in the comments said, no one should look like this after 21 kilometers. I'm sorry, folks. She wasn't prepared.
It's not 21. Was that after 21 kilometers?
Yeah, this is what this comment says, right? They say, don't ask me about dehydration, etc. You don't look like this after odd hours of running, walking with dozens of water stations. This is asking for medical catastrophe. Then in the comments on that comment, they said, look, I agree. I don't really get it. Somebody said, I totally agree. I've raced hard my whole life, but this finish at all costs thing is dumb and it's dangerous. But 21 kilometers, I don't think that's accurate. I think this person had done almost 100.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, because Durban to Maritzburg.
No, it, Comrades is, I think, 85 or 87 Durban kilometers. Durban to Maritzburg.
This is ridiculous. All three water stations on the way. It looks like she wasn't prepared properly. Another person said, can we stop normalizing or glorifying this? Medics and race organizations should intervene at some point, especially when you can see the person is in distress. You shouldn't look like this after a race. Can somebody said, did anyone stop her watch for her?
Oh, wow. Can I say something about keyboard warriors?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Like, look. Hold on. Hold on. Shut the fuck up. Like, shut the fuck up. Because people prepare. I've got many people who are preparing for this thing, right?
Yeah.
Whether it's 3 months, 6 months, or whatever it is, or even the whole year, for you to sit on your lazy ass at home and say, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, people shouldn't be. Shut the fuck up. Do something about your life. Maybe go run 21 kilometers.
Tell them, PH.
Yeah.
Another person said, look, Nedbank Running Club, this is not a good look for your club. It's a reflection on somebody who was poorly prepared and trained.
How do you know?
Right. The runner should have been not only physically trained, which it doesn't look like she is, but also mentally and emotionally prepared to finish strong with proper nutrition, hydration, blah, blah, blah. I agree. Look, you can see, BH.
They're fat shaming her.
They're slightly fat shaming her, but she's not skinny. Boss. I'm going to say something. She certainly doesn't look like a runner. I saw even during High Rocks.
Yes.
No, listen, don't take it. Hey, some big people can run, boss.
No, but that's
they're
what I'm saying.
Fit.
I'm trying to say is that just because that lady's got some body fat on her doesn't mean that she...
Can I say, so? Look, I've never run a race, right? Sure. But at boxing on Saturdays, we used to have, this is like Brixton Boxing Club back in the day.
Sure.
We used to have sparring. Okay, and the way sparring would work, it was a free for all. Me, I could spar with you, even though you're not in my
different
weight class.
Category, yeah.
You spar, you jump in, you spar. There's a 3 minute clock. At the end of that round, you can choose to fuck off or you can continue sparring till you fucked.
Sure.
Obviously, when I jump out, you can stay in. Getsy jumps in.
Sure.
Mayweather's gym also does it. I think it's called dogfight rules or whatever.
Jeez.
There was this fat guy. I think his name was Spiwe. Spiwe or Simpiwe. My brother, he was short and he was fat. That old would stay in there and he would spar maybe 20 rounds.
Like just,
Maumshaya, he's actually not feeling it. You fucking hitting him in his ribs. His ribs are behind all of this fat. Just truth be told, right?
Sure.
He was sweating. He would be wet at Chulugile.
Sure.
You couldn't get that guy out of that ring. And bigger guys than him, as in stronger, like heavyweight size fighters would get
struggle.
In. Hit him fucked up. He would just stand like this and he could hit. Eh?
Sure.
He was no slouch. So when he hits you back, you're feeling it. So don't necessarily assume that because somebody is fat or bigger, they don't have the stamina. However, if we are going to look at the way runners are built ideally, it could be that she is suffering as a result of being at a slight disadvantage because of her weight. I don't think she should be fat shamed for it though. You did High Rocks and you weren't even in the shape you're in now.
Yeah.
And you finished.
Yeah.
And it's not to say High Rocks is not the same.
Yeah.
But when you put your body through such physical exertion.
Got you.
Look, as I said, shout out to Juanita. I do, however, think it is dangerous.
I've done half an Ironman.
Mm.
And that shit is like.
You've done an Ion.
Ironman. Don't you know Ironman?
You said it's a half, Moses.
Oh, wow.
You've done an
Ion.
You've done an
Iron
Lighty.
Yeah. Iron Lighty.
I've done an Iron Boy.
Iron Lighty. Bro.
Grueling.
Oh my God. Mm. The cycling, the running, the swimming. Jesus Christ. But anyways, shout out to all the people.
You know who else did Iron Man?
Who? Ketsi.
Oscar Pistorius. That nigga's back. For those of you who don't know, Oscar Pistorius is back on the scene. He did an Iron Man and he came third in the disabled category. I think he came 500th overall.
I thought you were taking the piss.
No, he did.
He
did.
His legs.
No, no, he ran, he cycled, and he swam. No, he did it, bro. Oscar really? Pistorius, Google it. Oscar Pistorius is back on the half, scene. He did the disabled category.
Oh.
And he came third.
I thought he did half.
Poor little Tink Tink.
Oh,
yeah, I don't want to fuck with that nigga. He'll shoot us. Listen now.
Yes.
There are a few stories that have been doing the rounds.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this over the weekend, but Los Angeles happening. Is in fucking chaos. Roll that video, Wandy.
Wait. Ah, okay, cool. Roll.
So let me explain what I believe is happening and why they want you in a civil war. So in the next couple weeks, these are being planned right now, very well funded, very well organized. At a city near you, we're going to have a riot. It's not just protest, full on riots. And
this guy posted this shit before it started, like a week or two.
Whoa.
Like random, throwing rocks at cars.
Are these the ice? These are the ice things.
Anti-ice rioters.
Doing anything?
No, I'm saying those cars are ice.
Arresting these people. Most of these agencies where these riots are happening are liberal led agencies. They are
illegal immigrants, most of
them. To stand down. Why? Why are they dropping off bricks? Everywhere across America, they're dropping off these pallets of bricks. Why?
Right, yeah.
To set them up.
To set them up so there's bricks to throw. Look at that,
they
dude.
They want to get violent and the police won't do anything. So then what? Patriots like you and I, it'll make us want to go in and fight. Don't do it. It is a trap.
Burning cars, fucked up. Those robo-taxi things of Elon Musk, they burnt like 200.
Really?
Oh, and they're all wearing masks.
They're trying to suck us in so that all the patriots are going to go and then we're going right, marching right into their trap for the civil war that they want. So what's the answer as hell breaks loose and violence ensues throughout these cities? Are we going to go save their cities? They're already gone. So,
yeah. Okay, the rest is like MAGA agenda.
Hold on.
Disclaimer, that guy's obviously like a Trump supporter or a Republican, if you will, calls himself a patriot. And he was posting a video to say, yo, I can see what's happening. They're baiting us. So for the context of his video, the other side, the blue team, liberals. So this is ICE, which is the immigration police of America, are on this mass deportation drive, right? Yes. So they're going into these cities where there's a lot of illegal immigrants and they're kicking them out. Mm. They're rounding people up, they're arresting them, they're sending them home.
Yeah.
And now you've got this contingent of Americans who don't want them to do that. This is the Democrat side, the liberal side.
Sure.
And they are saying, let us stand and protect these people. It would be the equivalent of if in Johannesburg, the JMPD bylaws and immigration police go into Hillbrow and say, Shop, we're throwing out all the Zimbabweans and Nigerians. We're rounding them up. Anyone who's here illegally. And then you have South African citizens from NGOs standing there and blocking JMPD bylaw enforcement from doing their job, immigration from doing their job. And now it's a riot. So when they're coming into the event, you saw they're throwing bricks and stones and shit at the vehicles, the ICE vehicles. It's this anti-ICE riots against deportations.
Question. Isn't what some of them, not all, isn't it what they're challenging is the how in which they're going about? Because some people who actually are American citizens are also being, they're like, if you look Mexican or Latino,
no.
Futek.
No. Via. You see, the thing is, what they're challenging...
Because it's
the how, as much as they're challenging the how, it's at a point where there's no other way. Okay. And I'll tell you why. The other day I saw a video here in South Africa.
Mm.
There was a PA council member or whatever she is in a PA t-shirt at a clinic in Noordgesig. And she was screening everybody coming into the gates of the clinic and turning away Somalians, Ethiopians, whoever, right? They looked Somali, Ethiopian vibes. Because the one guy said, I'm from Ethiopia. And she said, no, only South Africans will come into this clinic. Now, she was turning away a mother holding her baby. She was turning away some brood there with his, you know, like, begana mapepa ake, to say, oh no, I'm coming to collect this medication. And she was like, fuck you, this our clinic, and we as the community won't allow it.
Sure.
Now, I commented on the video and I said, hey, you know, we're crossing a very serious line now where people are going to be denied medical attention and might die, especially babies, because you are hurtful with illegal immigration.
Sure.
But I, as Waras, I don't live in Noordgezicht.
You live in your gated community there?
Yes, you understand. However, I do go to the Johannesburg Gen Charlotte Maxeke Hospital. I go fetch medication for my son once a month, right? Sure. Not because, first of all, because it's free, right? It's fucking expensive and you also can't get it at every pharmacy.
Sure.
Our government stocks this, this medication. Yeah. It's the medication he needs. I go there. And when I go there, I sit in the same queue with all the people.
Sure.
And as you know, I'm a Zulu Oak. So I listen to what they're saying. And one of the most talked about topics, I've been going there, you know, PH, I've been going there for almost a year.
Yeah.
Bro, people are like, yes, sis. Laban Club.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? These because people. The queue is now longer. Because we've also got to take in all of the asylum seekers.
Got you.
And now me, Waras, waiting for my son's medication, it's taking me 6 hours instead of one.
Got you.
Sometimes I get to the front and there is no medication or this thing is out.
Deal, yeah.
Nazog.
Mm-hmm.
I might be sitting there and I've got like an injury. You know, I'm here for a checkup. I'm really sick. But I've got to be behind 20 illegal immigrants.
Sure.
You, I can't tell that community how to feel because it's not directly affecting
me. I'm with
me.
You.
But to a certain extent, I get it because I've been there.
Sure.
That is what's happening in America. Is that the people voted for Donald Trump and they voted for this agenda and he won. And they are saying, no, by any means necessary,
Elon has other thoughts.
Out. Right? We want them out.
Sure.
So you can't come with your nyaga nyaga and prevent us from getting them out. Mm. But as of today, if you go and Google the riots in LA, it's fucking out of control.
Sure.
They're burning shit. They're looting stores. They're stealing Jordans and Louis Vuitton bags. And they are, it's like a full-on attack against the police. It's actually like a war zone.
Sure.
Trump has deployed the National Guard to try and maintain order.
Mm.
It's bad.
But someone was saying that they're doing that intentionally so that they can rope in extra forces and it can be martial law. So they're basically baiting these
they're
people.
Baiting, yeah, they're baiting. But when you see them dropping off pallets of bricks,
yes.
Hey, dog. Do you know what I mean?
So who's, I would like to believe it's those agencies that are dropping those.
It's those NGO types.
Do you think it's the NGOs or do you think it's the guy saying, no, we can only go in when it's martial law.
Oh,
when
these guys, yes. Like about FBI. And
yes. So like,
could
oh,
be. That brutal leads it open-ended, but
yes,
could be
so
them.
That's what I thought. Mm. And that's what I'd seen over the weekend to say, guys, I think it was a guy called Dizza on Instagram. He was saying, yo, do not, because they're trying to lure you in.
Yeah,
right?
So that you can also throw
so that they can then say, ah, niyabonake ukuthi, they are now fucking up buildings and whatnot. And obviously it's not the capital, but they're going into, you know.
The cities.
Yes.
Yeah, then they're going to say, let's stand and
it's
fight.
They're saying, no, we're going to bring in extra forces because martial law, because now we can't, or state of emergency. That's another side to it.
Yes.
So
they're trying to push an emergency procurement agenda.
Look, America's not the girl it used to be. It affects the rest of the world, but the image of what America used to be is not it, dog.
No, it's not it. Bro.
Not it. Like,
it's not it.
The whole Trump and Elon thing.
I'm also sad that it's gotten to this point where illegal immigration is so out of control that this is what they have to resort to.
Sure.
But yeah, the image is not all it's cracked up to be.
Mm.
Trump and Elon were best friends.
Last
just a
week.
Few months ago. He said in a speech how much he loves Trump. But for those of you who don't know, them niggas have been feuding.
Sure.
As much as they've been best friends since 2017, Trump said that, or rather Elon said that because he donated over $200 million to the, you know, the presidential campaign, he said Donald Trump wouldn't have won without me.
Really?
Made a statement like that. He accused that nigga of being on the Epstein list. He had like a meltdown on Twitter against Trump.
Those unquestionable things.
Mm.
It's things that we know, but it's like there's so much other shit happening where we end up looking this way. No?
What do you mean?
Uti, Trump would be on the Epstein thingies. There's
no, but that's been, it's been debunked so many
has
times.
Has it been debunked?
It has.
No,
like basically,
you're Team MAGA, so it's going to
no,
be.
No, it's not even that I'm Team. No, factually, serious, jokes aside. When Trump and Epstein, remember, it's the same as Diddy. You were at a Diddy party. You didn't do shit. You didn't do shit, son. But you were there.
I'm laughing because I didn't do shit, but I get what you're trying to say.
You understand? I'm defending you right now, sure. Bitch. I'm saying you were there, but you didn't do shit. Pussy nigga.
Hey, mfana, let me tell you something. Begumnani, dayas.
Begumnani.
I must say, people always say, they'll post a picture. Hey, mfana, it was lit at that party. My right? God, shit.
And you were there for vagina. I mean, that wasn't the currency that was moving. Yo.
I was dancing next to Cassie. Her hair smells amazing. I'm like, damn.
Doesn't it smell like pee? Doesn't smell like pee?
No.
Oh.
No. And the odd part is that she only came out by my 8 o'clock in the morning. That's when I saw her for the first time. Well, the party started at 5 o'clock.
Okay, thing. Yeah.
5 because o'clock in the morning, yeah. 5, 6 o'clock in the morning.
She came out at 8.
Yeah?
And she was there. She's hot, eh?
Extremely.
She's so hot.
Yes, yes. She smells
but anyway,
so,
this is not about a Diddy party. I say that to say, you were at the party.
Sure.
You understand? You did not participate in what Diddy parties have become synonymous,
yeah, synonymous for. Yeah, yeah,
now,
yeah, yeah.
Epstein used to be the white Diddy in the late 80s, early 90s.
Sure.
Right? So he was the guy.
Sure.
He was social. He was you know, social royalty.
Yes.
So Trump in that era was the same. So these were just niggas that were hanging out because they were all social royalty.
Sure.
The problem is, there is a documented story of when Trump found out that Epstein fiddles with little kids and he's that guy. He had him kicked out of Mar-a-Lago.
Oh,
he found out on the day at the party, they were like, yo, this guy is inappropriate
gotta
with
go.
Young girls.
Yeah.
He said, get him the fuck out of here and stopped speaking to him after that. And this is like documented.
Mm.
He was in talks with him because he thought there was a business arrangement that
sure.
could be made. He was in talks with him because they were both social royalty.
Sure.
But he never crossed that line. And it's an old story. When it came out, Trump made the biggest deal of announcing it. That actually I knew
this
that
guy,
nigga
yeah.
and I kicked that nigga out of my house because that's how, you understand?
Sure.
That's how loyal I am to the game type of thing.
Sure.
But Musk said that. He said Trump wouldn't have won without him. And he had this whole meltdown via Twitter. Now, Trump was very reserved in his response, but he did come out and he said, he rebuked the statements Elon was making.
Sure.
And he was very clever because he kind of treated it like, that guy is fucking out again. I don't know what's wrong with him. You know, he's on drugs.
Sure, but you're going to use that approach.
Yes.
Because it's the best way to paint him as a...
As a man cunt.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
you
you're going to... But he also equally in his right, Elon, as unstable as to say, well, fuck you, Ndanga, because Ngai 245 meter or
yes,
whatever
yes.
the amount is, you know, and I won your election without me.
You would have never made it
yes.
this far. But he's also, look, Elon is upset about the big, beautiful bull. He's
sure.
saying, I came here to stop wasteful expenditure.
Sure.
He had Doge, he ran Doge.
Sure.
They recovered $160 billion so far,
say.
And so they carry on. But he was supposed to, remember when he said, we're starting Doge, we're going to save $1 trillion.
Mm.
I don't know what the time span is for that trillion, but they're far from $1 trillion at $160
sure.
billion. That's A. B is that Trump forced through this big, beautiful bill. He fully believes in it.
Sure.
It's going to add like $3-4 trillion to the debt.
Mm.
That's not a good thing. And that is the whole basis on which Elon
yes.
got involved is because Trump used to be on that boat
sure.
of stop extending the debt ceiling, stop adding to the deficit,
sure.
and now he's not doing it. So Elon had a mild meltdown. Look. And he got a blue eye for it as well.
Mm.
The story came out saying, he said his son hit him in the face.
Mm.
I used to play boxy box with my kids. They're bigger than X. I never had a blue eye and I got cracked. You know what I mean? I had a sore nose, maybe a little bleedy lip, but never. If you hit somebody quite hard to get a blue
sure.
eye. So I didn't believe that story.
Mm.
Now there's a story that he actually got into a scuffle with one of the secretaries of Watwat. Right? And secretary of Watwat also seemed to have an injury.
Sure.
So apparently in the behind closed doors meeting, that's where they scuffled. I think it's dumb because Elon, yes, he's the richest man in the world, but Trump is the most powerful man in the world. So he's going to squash you, dog.
It was always going to be a recipe for disaster, those two being homies. Like, it's like two crackheads. One on dick, one on...
Nah, I think it's like two alphas in their games, right?
But
Elon
no.
is an alpha of tech and Doge
but
type shit. And Trump is an alpha of life.
The foundation of all of those alpha, they're cooked in their heads. It's like there's absolutely no reasoning there. Like, you can sit and say, Trump would be like, Angnandawa, now I'm richer than you, fuck you. Like, same applies to Elon Musk.
Yeah, but you know what it also is, BH? Trump is the, you know, you get types of guys.
Sure.
And if we simplify it, Trump is the type of guy that's going to be like, except fuck this, let's go fuck bitches, let's dala, let's operate.
Sure.
Elon is not that guy.
Sure.
he's got a lot of children, but he's got them through, I mean, there's women that have come out and attested to when they went on a first date that Richardy speaks about.
Yeah.
He's not that guy.
Yeah.
And you can never fuck with niggas who are not on the same wavelength. Like, we can't hang out if the type of stuff I talk about is so far from the type of stuff far removed from what you like. Like, we're not going to hang.
Sure.
You and I are besties because if I say, yo, PH, this is the move, there's no scenario in which you're going to be like, ah, nah, dog, I'm out.
Gotcha.
And vice versa, you know?
Gotcha.
But I mean, when you were at the Diddy party, you didn't call me your puss, so I don't know. I need to question that. Anyway, I hope they make friends. Apparently, they've started the road to recovery, and I think Trump and Musk together is stronger. And I hope LA fucking heals, dog, because, yo, this shit is fucking precedent.
America's not the girl we thought it was.
She's a hoe.
I didn't say that.
Come and go, housewife.
We've got someone who's done hoeing around. Boozy's back.
Moosey's back.
Yeah, it was hoeing around. Boozy!
Was he? Gaza.
Oh, wow.
What's a guan? What's a guan? What's a guan, everybody? Hey, man. Man just got back from Jamaica, man. Don't be a bot, man. Everything gonna be all right. Snitches get stitches. So this guy, he never had real info, bro. Yo, yo, yo. Inga de guan, eh? Told the cops he had a drop on a kingpin just to get the reward cash. Who's that nanya? Who's that nanya? They paid him 80 large up front. Now he's vanished. No address, no number. Not even his side chick can find him. Cops are scrambling. They got played by a professional ghost, bro. If I was him, I'd just come back and say I was kidnapped, bro. Kinyaku owner, lawo, 80k, lawo, ghost the copsy, lawo, never snitch, lawo, oza!
I love the remix. He took money and he disappeared. Okay.
So he played the players.
He played the cops. They paid him up front.
Yeah.
He's talking shit, man.
For information.
What, half up front, half after?
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah,
once the information... is then
once the information
once an arrest is made, right?
Credibilized, what do you call it? It's found to be credible,
legitimized. Let's say legitimized.
Legitimized.
Yeah. Then they
have you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're supposed to put you in witness protection.
Sure.
And they're supposed to, unless
do we have a witness protection in South Africa?
We do have a witness protection of some sorts.
Really?
You know what it's actually taking me back to is something similar. But I remember that Zanzu guy.
Yeah.
The one who was doing all the TikTok videos saying, I'm the guy, Pablo, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
I wonder whatever happened to him. But anyway, that guy had said that he wants to take all of this credible information to the cops.
Sure.
But a rumor behind the scenes allegedly was that he was only prepared to give the information over so that it becomes legitimized, you know? Mm. Posting it on TikTok and videos doing the rounds means nothing unless you're prepared to go and open a case, give the information to the cops and make it credible. But apparently he was also like, nah, I'm not parting with this info until I get a bag. You understand? Like, pay me first. And that's just not how it
sometimes
works, bro.
Work like that, yeah.
Yeah, you've got to fucking come. The information must be credible. Arrest must result from it.
Sure.
Then we quap you up.
Yeah,
you see, then we cop you up.
No, I don't think this. I think this
guy's lying, Boozy. This is one of your friends, your fucking scammers.
Bomba Clat,
that's us, my man.
Yeah, we're out of here. I'm gonna go nurse this.
Go nurse the hangover, man.
I'm not hungover, I'm just tired.
Go nurse the hangover.
I'm gonna go to gym.
Yeah.
And then I'll go sleep.
Yes, I'm also going to gym. I'd like to announce officially.
Shout out.
I've changed my schedule. I'm gonna go in the evenings, do weights.
Really?
Go in the mornings, maybe do a bit of cardio.
I've got six weeks.
Pair of boxing gloves.
I've got 6 weeks till Hyrox. I don't feel like...
Well, you can't be fucking drinking on weekends if that's the case, my friend.
We are out of here. Go show some love on the...
Because imagine PH there at the finish line. What's up, PH? PH has kakela. Now
oh,
he pees
wow,
on himself.
We're out of here. Listen, show us some love.
Our
on
friendship
the...
is cancelled if you do that. I will not be your bride if you cock on yourself at the Hyrox finish line.
I do want to give a shout out to all the people who show us some love in the streets. I was at that Red Bull thing and a lot of guys were like, yo, funny enough, I'm seeing you now, but I was watching the podcast. A lot of people show us some love in the streets and I always just want to show love. Every time I get a chance, yeah. So
perfect.
Shout out to you guys. Show some love in the comments. Like, share, subscribe. And we will see you next week.
Take it easy. If it's easy, take it home.
No, don't do that.
Bitch, I'm back. Hey, I'm back in that era.